Almost Live from Nigel, it's time for this week's Hardman Newspapers podcast.
Hello, I'm Andy Dalrymple, and welcome to this week's Hardman Newspapers podcast, Almost Live from Nigel. This week, coronavirus, Christmas lights, and Hector Duff. To give you a taster of this and some of the other news that's been hitting the headlines in our print titles, and of course online at imtoday.co.im, I'm joined by Newshound, Sam Turton.
Hello.
There he is. Newshound, Jess Ward.
Hello.
There she is. And finally, Distribution's very own Katie Kitchener.
Hello.
Well, this is very odd, isn't it?
It's very strange.
Right, point out now that we're doing this on Zoom because obviously we're all self-distancing, aren't we?
We are.
Quarantined.
So we don't know how this is going to go. We should Producer Emma has asked in big letters on our script to apologise for the audio quality, but we don't know what it's going to be like. I should also say that I told you a filthy lie in the intro saying it's almost live from Nigel because we're almost live from our individual houses, really, aren't we? Yeah, representing the Carla Teller.
Whoop, whoop.
And then I think the rest of us are all in Douglas, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to give out individual addresses because, you know, the stalkers and all that, you know, GDPR. Right, it's been an interesting week again, hasn't it? Jess, you know, obviously you've actually, I was going to say hot-footed it from the daily coronavirus press update. But again, that's been done by Zoom now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's changed so much. Like within, 2 weeks? I mean, we were going into the Barul suite in Tynwald and just sitting in a row at the front and then passing the mic to each other. And then it was social distancing, and now it's like everybody go home and do this on Zoom. Yeah, it's very different. And I mean, I was quite happy actually because I got voted the best background in the government briefing today. So
right. We had our editorial meeting on Zoom this morning, and I do think there's a place for novelty hats in the Zoom world. So maybe we could all just be putting in our best hats from now on. Do you think?
That is such a good idea. Yes.
Yeah. Sam, you're obviously our man who has got his finger on the pulse of coronavirus, as it were, in the Isle of Man. What are the latest stats as of Thursday night when we're recording this?
Right, well, as of Thursday night, I believe Ireland has 26 people who have tested positive for COVID-19, of which 24 are still at home. 2 have been transferred in the hospital, but as far as we know, and we hope them well, of course. At the minute, we've been 634 tests have been taken, 394 returned, and 270 tests are still outstanding. That's as of 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Right, and the other big headlines are sort of this week are we are in a border lockdown state, aren't we? You can't, as of this tomorrow morning's boat, isn't it? That's it. That's the last boat in with passengers on, isn't it?
Yeah, the 6 a.m., isn't it, Jess?
Whatever. Yeah. So that's what Chief Minister Howard Quayle was saying at the briefing this afternoon.
As things go with this, of course, there's always caveats and there's always changes and things are happening, as you say, by the minute. Of course, patient transfer flights, we had that confirmed tonight. If you need to go to the UK, you'll be assessed. And if you can go, you can go. Otherwise, they will not be sending you. But if you're in the UK and you want to return to the island, they will also make provisions for that.
The other big things today were pretty much all non-essential services and shops and alike have all stopped, hasn't it? Including the construction industry, which was the big headline in tonight's press conference.
Yeah, so like Dandara and is it Hartford Homes?
But all shops are sort of shutting, apart from supermarkets and a few other selected things. There's a key shop list now on the coronavirus.
Wine website. Shops, they're open.
Pardon?
Wine shops.
Wine shops are.
Not a wine bar, but a wine shop, yes.
They all non-essential ones shut tonight, don't they, Jess? That was one of the other revelations in the press conference today.
Yeah, that's right.
And then finally, I think the other big thing to take away was just the stay home hashtag, which is seemingly being flaunted all over social media. Don't go out unless you have to. Of course, you can go for a walk, but if you do, self-distance. And that seems to be the main takeaways at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, lots of regulations and measures now.
Have you been out? Been out?
Have I been out?
Yeah. Are you taking your daily constitutional?
Well, I only went out to drop off the pool car back to the office, and then I've only just kind of sat out in my garden for a bit. I've not been out, but I might walk the dog later on.
Okay, you've been out?
I've got a new thing where I like to walk to my friend's house, and then because we're both hypochondriacs, we stand about 4 meters apart and shout at each other. Yeah. So she'll stand in like her porch, and I'll stand outside of her garden gate, not touching anything, and we'll just shout the news to each other, and then I'll walk home. That's my exercise for the day, and I get to catch up with my friends slightly.
Sam, how are you missing the pub, mate?
Well, I mean, it's quite hard to take, to be honest. I mean, how do you get over missing a loved one? I haven't seen Dave the Quizmaster now for over a week. But then, you know, I mean, I've forgotten what half the staff look like. I mean, I'd nearly forgotten that Tony, the manager, was a big West Brom fan. It's been that tragically difficult to take. Luckily,
you've got a very forlorn look in your face there.
You do.
Yeah. Looks like you're going to cry.
It's hitting luckily, sad all the
heels. Luckily, there is plenty to keep us busy. I mean, I had to delay the recording of this because we... Literally, as we're about to start recording, the grant scheme that's been announced this week has been extended to the construction industry, right. Self-employed and people in self-employed educators. So, you know, your private tutors, that sort of stuff.
We should point out at this point, yeah, Sam has been doing absolutely, he's been doing the heavy lifting at Isle of Man Newspapers HQ, and the website, you've been updating the website. I looked, and this is a bit of a stat, I thought, we've uploaded in the last 2 weeks, 1,200 stories.
That's pretty good going, isn't it? Wow.
That's insane. Yeah. So, and Sam, most of them, unfortunately, are to do with coronavirus. So, Sam, if you want the latest on that, please do go to our website, iomtoday.co.im, where, Katie, you can find out about our current digital editions offer as well, can't we?
Yes. I can't stress how easy it is to get online and read your newspapers these days. So, if you go to iomtoday.co.im and go to digital editions, you can get The Examiner, The Independent, and at the moment, you can get them for £3.50 for 1 month of them. So £7 for both of them for a month. It's a bargain.
Well, absolute bargain. Right, we'll crack on with this week's news stories because I've just been told Zoom only gives you 40 minutes. I didn't know this. So we're going to have to get on it. Now, the first news story, Sam, is a Manx living legend and Hector Duff. And he got his OBE recently, didn't he, at the Government House?
Hector, one of the last sort of events for people of a certain age was Hector receiving his OBE at Government House from Lieutenant Governor Sir Richard Gosney. So it was, he had friends and family around, small little gathering. But, you know, it's incredible that, you know, just coronavirus has sort of brought on this whole thing that everything else is just encompassed by it, and it's been quite sort of miserable. And you get this brilliant thing of Hector where he's getting his OBE and being honoured effectively by the Queen and all this. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, I should point out, I put this story online the other day, either today or yesterday, and a lot of people were like, oh, they're not social distancing and all that stuff on the comments, but it was a week or two ago. So I think, obviously, before the social distancing protocol came into place. But yeah, he is an amazing man. And, you know, if we're looking for inspiration at this tough time, he's the one to go to, isn't he, Sam?
It's just mad that, yeah, he is, absolutely. That's just madness, isn't it? Because I'm not back in self-isolation or some social distance. Like, the man fought a war. Yeah. Like, you know.
A lot of people are saying, you know, the guys who fought in the war, they were facing gunfire, where we're just given the simple message of stay home, and people can't even do that.
Yeah, so there was more on that in this week's Examiner, including some lovely pictures, including Hector doing which actually was a very brief phase when you look at it, the old elbow tap. Because obviously that's completely outruled now, isn't it? Sorry, someone just ran into the room there. I think it was my wife.
Was that?
I'm 100% sure. It's a bit like that when that BBC interview when the correspondent. Remember this one?
I love that one. It's a kid and a baby.
Yeah. Before I had my conference with the government, I just ran downstairs. I was like, do not even think about coming upstairs. My brother had this look on his face, like, he's going to plot something.
Oh, hang on. We got a visitor. Come here.
Is it Hector?
Is it baby Hector?
Baby Hector.
Hello.
Baby Hector.
Aww.
Making his podcast baby.
the other
Hugo wants to get involved. Come this side, Hugo. Hugo, it's a family affair.
Hi, Hugo.
Hugo.
Hi.
Oh, this is so cute.
Producer,
right, come on.
Gonna be,
I've got like Spencer.
Little, oh, look, got his like a little family thing.
Oh, there we go. Right, producer.
Spencer.
I have a nightmare editing this one tomorrow. Everyone's here. Right, moving on. So from Hector Duff, Jess, this is a lovely story about Christmas lights. Christmas lights, Hector. Remember them? You saw them. And how people are being encouraged to put them up again as a sort of show of symbolism and togetherness.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess it's basically the way I summed it up was giving a bit of a beacon, turning your house into a beacon of light in dark times, really. So this, I basically saw on Manx Photographers, which is a Facebook page, this man called Phil Payne had put up a photograph of his tree wrapped up in lights and saying, oh, we'd get on board, basically, because, you know, times are tough and we want to just let people know that we're thinking of them. And you know, like, during Christmas, you're quarantined, I guess, in a way, for 2 weeks. You don't really, like, come out of your home.
Probably gone a few pounds as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I tried to get in touch with somebody and managed to get in touch with this woman called Denise Moore, and she was a saint. She basically went through it all, and she was putting my contact details out there for people to get in contact. And I got loads of numbers the next day, and I phoned them up. And Phil Payne, I managed to get in touch with him, and he said he and his wife were going through, I think it was Foxdale, and they just saw some Christmas lights and they thought, actually, at this time, it would be a lovely thing to do, put some Christmas lights up, and it would make, like, not only put a smile on our face, but it will be able to, people will be able to see it in the distance, because a lot of the people I spoke to, they said, oh, the Italians, you know, they've got their balconies and they could sing and play music. But in the Isle of Man, we're kind of spread out a little bit more. So if we have Christmas lights, people will be able to see that more visually instead of actually, like, singing along.
Things on social media as well. People putting up Manx flags, Manx bunting, all sorts of stuff like that.
Basically just another form of communication while you've got to respect people's social distancing.
Obviously tonight they're doing the clap for the care workers. What's the hashtag?
Sam.
Hashtag was clap for carers. This is a headline on our website today before getting a very distressed phone call from our chief reporter, Adrian, saying that I definitely cannot use the headline clap for carers.
Yes. So, but that's at 8 o'clock tonight. Obviously, you'll be after, before the podcast comes out. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see how many people get out on the street and clap and stuff like that. See many lights about?
Actually, just outside my window, I was looking out last night, and there's somebody had put some Christmas lights out on their railings, which is really nice.
It's just outside your windows at your house that you're looking at.
No, it's not my house. I think we should, though. We'll definitely get on board with it. But it's like, yeah, it's just down the street.
Right, moving on to this week's sports story. It's been another week of cancellations, and probably the biggest withdrawal from the sporting calendar this week has been the Parish Walk. Jess, were you thinking about doing it this year?
I was invited to do it.
So that the sad news with that was revealed on Monday. So that was a full story of that in Examiner. The Parish Walk, the latest of many sporting events, which have been disrupted by coronavirus. One to watch out for. Sam, have you seen that the non-league season has been called in England this afternoon by the English FA? All divisions below the Conference North and South have been suspended, and the results expunged even. So if you were top of your league, it doesn't count for anything. I've emailed the Isle of Man FA this afternoon. They haven't yet made a decision on the Manx season, but I can imagine there'll be some sad St Mary's fans about if they go down the same route, because obviously St Mary's are top of the Premier League at the moment. But I think
there'll be some relieved Gyms fans who are concerned about Governors Athletics storming up the second division. I don't know if you've heard, I've got 2 goals in 3 games. I mean, you know, I'm basically the most informed striker in the island.
Coronavirus is taking everything away from us, isn't it?
I think it was summoned by Chris Bass Sr. just to keep me back.
Right, yeah, but there was loads more sport on our website. And, of course, actually, the boys have done well. I've been seconded onto the news a bit this week. But Disco Dave Norton, Old Glass Lungs, and Johnny Watterson have been doing sport. So there's a smattering in each of this week's editions. So please do keep buying the paper for that. Right, Sam, and we're going to go to This Week in History, which actually made its print debut this week, didn't it?
It did. It was in The Examiner.
Yeah, so that's
terribly exciting.
The one we discussed last week, which I think was 1960, wasn't it? I can't remember. Something like that. The Alman Examiner from 1960. This week, we're sticking with The Examiner, and we're going to Friday, March 21st, 1941.
Yeah, we're going back to wartime. I thought it was appropriate, to be honest. We're on a war footing of the invisible enemy of COVID-19, but this was at war with the Germans.
Huh?
Maybe, I don't know. I'm stretching it a bit, I think, but, you know, let's go for it. So the lead story on this was that a soldier who was an MHK, who was his name was Lieutenant, is that Farga or Farragher? My eyesight is not great. Farga, MHK, who, so basically he similarly committed, I think it was £500,000 to the war effort, and he gave this spellbinding speech where he accused Tynwald of not doing its duty, not providing enough money, and not providing, basically not supporting the war effort. Which, you know, as a member of the Empire, as it was at the time, it was quite
scary.
Quite a big claim to lay down on the country.
I can see Jess and Katie busily getting their emails up to have a look at this week's In History front page.
Yeah.
Jess,
I've got it here. There's quite a few things. So there's this one, it's like Manx Heroes for Buckingham Palace. It's in the centre. Is that the same one?
Yeah, I must admit, I haven't got mine up in front of me, so it's the blind leading player.
Yeah, so it says, three Manx men will attend Buckingham Palace this weekend to receive from the hands of His Majesty, the King, decorations awarded to them for their gallantry against the enemy. So these were members of the Royal Air Force, was Thomas H. Gribben of Port St. Mary, Mr. Egerton Watterson of Port Erin.
What a name.
Egerton Watterson.
I reckon he's a relation to the man himself.
Probably.
Might be.
Because he's doing... He obviously will be in print in The Examiner next week, for those of you who have been interested. Sorry, Sam, are you all right?
Yeah? Have I gone?
No, it was just a bang. I thought you were... the point to make. What? Is that the bear falling over?
No, I threw him over there somewhere.
Katie, anything interesting you've seen on the front page?
You know what? I've just been looking at it and all of the stories are quite grim and not the happiest. There's quite a few darker stories there.
There's a fantastic story.
Go on.
Which woman found hanging? Which one? Manx woman and child killed.
The one directly underneath, which is good news for Manx family.
There's one good news surrounded by misery.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our podcast this week, really, isn't it?
But you know what? I've taken this opportunity to actually Google what millinery is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
From the Easter is Coming advert, coats, suits, gowns, millinery. And according to Google, or Ask Jeeves, it actually means women's hats.
Oh, millinery. So that would fit into our hats theme for Zoom, maybe, for going through.
Yeah, I don't think I own a hat, or all my hats are at my parents' house, who I cannot visit right now.
Oh, well. Yeah. You might have to go on to Littlewoods Online and order yourself some.
Are they known for being the number one leaders of the hat game?
The women's millinery is unrivaled. Sam, anything else before we move on to Katie's yesterday training?
Yeah, go on. I'm going to go for this quick happy news story. So it's Graham Cubbon, who was a 16-year-old Liverpool Manx boy, who reported missing at sea about a year ago, so would have been 15. He turns up in Mogadishu in Somaliland.
Stop.
What?
He'd been held captive by the Italians.
What? This is like Neighbours. This is like Harold washing up in Tasmania.
did that happen? Wow. So, what I love about this is, you know, I mean, you could never accuse us of a tenuous local link after this one. Mrs. Castain of Colby Post Office, the aunt of the young man, said the news of his safety was such a delight to the family. And it's just like, I like how they just went, he's got an aunt, he's basically Manx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this space. There'll be more tenuous stories coming your way in the next few weeks. Katie, there's time. Obviously, Jessa training last couple of weeks. Well, no, actually, last week was all right. The two weeks before were a bit more dark. And so we just need this week. I've got in my script, it says three happy facts.
So I thought this week I tried to keep things upbeat, but I couldn't really find many upbeat things to write, like to read about, to be honest. I've just got some facts. The first one's not that isn't that happy, but I just found it really interesting, and I might have spent quite a while after reading more about it. But John Kermode was the last transported prisoner sentenced to 10 years in January 1862 for a burglary at the Strang, and he landed in Australia in 1863. So that then got me reading a lot about Manx prisoners who were transported to Australia. So there might be more coming in future weeks about that.
That's something I really hadn't thought about.
Was one of them Harold Bishop?
Wouldn't surprise me. It's
more likely to be Lou Carpenter. He was always the one that was a bit crafty, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your knowledge of 1990s and nearly 2000 soap operas is remarkable.
I've got a lot of time in my hands at the moment, Sam.
I've learned that Denise Van Outen is in Neighbours at the moment.
Yes, really? And is awful in it. Absolutely horrendous.
Right. Were you a fan of Brookside back in the day, Andy?
No, I did quite like Sinbad, but I thought it was I thought it was a bit forced, if I'm honest. I like a believable soap. Where Neighbours, one of the plot lines, wherever, far fathomed. Brookside, it was just too contrived for me. A bit like Hollyoaks these days.
Oh, yeah. Can't stand Hollyoaks.
Yeah. Jess hates the Hollyoaks.
I really do. It really bugs me.
So, other facts, Katie?
Okay, so Port Jack was named for a man that camped there, Jack Cameen. Previously, it was known as Port Coon.
Coon.
I probably not pronounced that right.
Don't say that.
C-O-O-Y-N.
We should have maybe got Culture Van in to run that one through before we...
We should have asked Watty if he was still in the office.
So it was a vagrant. It lived on the beach.
And it was renamed after the man that just lived there.
So we could start calling European House Sam Turton House, because he's there that often.
Yeah.
He's up for that.
I'm quite concerned, because if I spend any more time here, I'm going to have to apply for permission to change the use of the build.
Have you broken ECB's alcohol stock yet? Or have you raided distribution?
No.
We have got some Kahlua and some vodka and some martini glasses.
Yeah, sorry, we know about that.
Yeah. final fact, Kate.
Okay, so hedgehogs came to the Isle of Man through a shipwreck near Andreas in 1805. One of the passengers who had a case of hedgehogs to be cooked gave them to one of the rescuers in appreciation of their help.
Well, yeah, Grace did it in a true or false quiz when she...
Oh, no!
So, but this is...
I'm sure I listened to all of them as well.
This is a brilliant segue, though, Katie, because it leads us to say, our back catalogue is still available. If you've got time on your hands at the moment and you're looking for a podcast that is...
All I have is time.
...and rubbish in a lot, please do go and look at our Isle of Man Newspapers podcast. It's available on all good and even some bad podcasting platforms, like Spotify. I think it's on there. Tune in. You can ask your smart speaker. And it's also, and you can listen to Sam's dulcet tones when you wake up in the morning.
Or when you go to bed at night.
Yeah, either way.
Good evening, Mrs. Kitchener.
right, before we go, obviously, Sam, you're keeping across Corona, as it were. So people should just keep logging on to imtoday.co.im for the latest, or just tune into our socials, Reason.
Another unprecedented thing, there's a third sitting of Timbald happening this month. Tomorrow afternoon, Friday, so that's two sittings of Timbald in a week, three in a month. God knows when that last happened. But that'll be on as well, so we'll have coverage of that. I mean, well, for fans of the Examiner and planning stories, got some good ones for you. I've got some fantastic ones.
Right.
Do you know what? I've got a brilliant one, which next week will bring some memories back for all of us.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, okay.
Jess, what's coming up apart from the coronas?
Everything is coronavirus. I've really trying to find like positive stories. So I've got one in the courier which is coming out. It's a young lad who actually delivers the couriers, funnily enough. And he had a note to give along with every copy, saying if you're in a self-isolation and you need any help, here's my number. Don't like be afraid to give me a shout out and then I can go and grab some essential stuff for you. So we've got a nice piece there. So this just goes to show how much this coronavirus is changing things. I went into Cycle 360 to talk about the 50% discount that they were giving to the NHS staff. And this was right at the beginning. And within just over a week, they've shut down completely. And I spoke to the cafe assistant, I guess, and he was saying how it's sad, but basically, you know, they're glad that they've been able to say thank you to the people who are working on front lines. So I don't know when that will be. I think maybe the Courier or the Examiner, but that's something. Otherwise, I'm just keep my eyes out open, looking for positive stories. I mean, with the lights, actually, if anybody is putting up lights in their backyard gardens or decorating their homes, please send us a photo to newsdesk@iomtoday.co.im because you could feature in one of our publications.
Just equally, to spread a bit of light. A good news story, email that address as well. If you're doing something to help someone else, there's this brilliant story last night, Sam, wasn't it, about the Rob Vine Fund donating all their equipment to the NHS. Four ventilators, three ambulances, all sorts of equipment and stuff like that. So that's the sort of story we want at the moment. We're trying to keep everyone's spirits up the best we can. Please do email newsdesk@iom.co.im or iomtoday.co.im or please get in touch on our social medias at IOM Newspapers.
Office pets.
Oh, yeah, office that's pets. What we want. We want pictures of you working at home, don't we, as well? If you've got a particularly nice office view now, or I'm going to say office in inverted commas view, please do get in touch. Send in your pictures again to newsdesk@iomtoday.co.im.
Andy, your bandwidth is low.
You know what it is? I bet it's flipping Hugo going on bloody Instagram. Which reminds me, please do get in touch on Instagram at iomtoday.co.im. have I missed anything? I think we've covered all bases so far.
Get digital editions.
Oh, yeah, digital editions, Katie. Give it one final plug.
iomtoday.co.im.
iomtoday.co.im.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, it's been a very long week. So go to digital editions, £3.50 for a month of The Examiner or The Independent. And if you'd prefer to do that over the phone, then just call 695-649.
And finally, before we go, do you want to just say about the couriers this week?
The couriers this week, the courier will not be distributed door to door by distributors for their health and well-being. It's not appropriate right now. But there will still be couriers being printed. You'll be able to get them at most shops and supermarkets which are allowed to remain open. There'll also be couriers outside Isle of Man newspapers, and all the retailers that are giving them out, they know obviously about social distancing, so they'll all be in safe places to get them. So if you can get to a shop, then you can pick up a courier. But if not, they are on the website. You can get them from like 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So you don't even need to leave your house to read the courier.
Fantastic. Right. That's about it for this week, chaps. I think we've done well under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually really impressed.
We haven't heard it back yet, Jess.
Who's going to hate this?
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers. She's going to produce Emma. Right. Until next week.
Bye for now.